NDIC memo incorrect. AG Holder received significant recent events memo. That is incorrect.
Those there were memos with your name on it addressed to you referring to the Fast and Furious operation. Are you just saying you didn't read them?
I didn't receive them.
You didn't receive them.
What happens is that these reports are prepared, these weekly reports or whatever, they are prepared with my name on them, with the Deputy Attorney General's name on them. They are reviewed by my staff and a determination made as to what ought to be brought to my attention. If you look at those memos, there's nothing in any of those memos that indicates any of those inappropriate tactics that is of concern to us now were actually used. And my staff made the determination that there was no reason to share the content of those memos with me. So AG Holder receives memo incorrect. AG Holder receives significant recent events memo on Fast and Furious also incorrect.
Have you apologized to the family of Brian Terry?
I have not apologized to them, but I certainly regret what happened.
Have you even talked to them?
I have not.
Would you like to apologize today for this program that went so wrong that took the life of a United States law enforcement agent?
Just before you answer, and that would have to be your last question, keep out of time.
I certainly regret what happened to Agent Brian Terry. I can only imagine the pain that his family has had to deal with, in particular his mother. I am the father of three children myself. We are not programmed to bury our kids. It pains me whenever there is the death of a law enforcement official, especially under the circumstances that this occurred. It is not fair, however, to assume that the mistakes that happened in Fast and Furious directly led to the death of Agent Terry. Again, my feelings of sympathy and regret go out to the Terry family.